U.S. That is Weekend News on Performance Radio from the newsroom. I'm News Director Zach Nelson.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And Hines to pass. Rolls to the right under some pressure. He'll keep it. Has some room. 35, 30, 25. Down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstadt back sets. The hit for Schimpke through the block. Tigers win in 4. Schimpke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
3, 2, 1. Yes! Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first-team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Garyzell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prostralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agents, Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14, Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch, and the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And once again, we are back here in Watertown, and we're still probably a ways off from getting our next duel underway. Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels, they are at 170 pounds on the Mitchell and Aberdeen mat, and that's going to be the one that everybody's waiting for. The Harrisburg and Millbank match is complete, and they're just about to finish off the Watertown peer match. Watertown actually had a lead after 182, but back-to-back pins, and Pierre has put it away here, and they just have the heavyweight match to go. And Corky, give Watertown credit. They gave a push to Pierre, which is everybody's number one.
That's exactly right, and they stayed with them. You know, had the lead from time to time and stuff like that. So, yeah, that means I better take a look at Watertown, too, now.
Now, as far as those other two matches, they just have the small mat board, so they don't show team score, so have to rely, hopefully, catching it from the PA on who wins those two, but I'm kind of waiting to see if they give us the results of the Harrisburg-Millbank match, but they may wait until there's a little lull in the action here to do so. But we still have two of the mats going here now with Pierre and Watertown ready to finish up. Again, Huron cruises to a easy victory in about 35 minutes over Yankton by a score of 72-12. Yankton missing a number of guys, did not make weight. It was their first outing, and well, you probably hope that doesn't happen, but it did.
Well, I tell you what, if you're a coach, that's about the most inexcusable thing. I mean, there's no reason why Yankton didn't wrestle last night, so you left practice last night. You should know where you're at as a coach, where your kids are at, and if they're not there, you got to make sure you got some adjustments in place, because you know you got to have those kids, and the kids got to take responsibility. You know, you got to get, if you're going to wrestle off for 120, that's where you need to be. And it's no surprise you knew what you had to be, and you even get out of town today, so you weigh in at 121 because everybody wrestled last night. You had that gift, so basically you got another pound you can work with. So now that excuse doesn't work anymore. You got to be able to make it.
Well, still kind of waiting on the, see if the PA is going to give me any scores here or not. I see they also have a blood break going with the Pierre Watertown match, and Aberdeen and Mitchell are now up to 182, and I think that's for Aberdeen. That's time for the Nelson boys.
Here comes the animals out. Yep,
and they're fun to watch. Harrisburg did defeat Milbank 51-24, so we do have that final in to go along with the Huron final as well. And then I have no idea where they're at or what the score is, but again, as we mentioned briefly there in the first match, we did see one of the little guys for Mitchell go off with an injury, so presuming he's not back, that will be an issue for Mitchell, because I know through those first three weights, Coach McCarty said Mitchell is solid.
Well, yeah, and you don't want anybody to get hurt, especially the first time out of the gate here, you know, is whatever, it's tough enough. But he was walking off, he's holding that right arm in, you know, and looked like it was a little bit tender, so we'll see what time will tell us what we're going to be at there.
So there's where we stand. Again, we're in the pre-match here for our second duel with Waterton, or with Mitchell, but we've got to wait till Mitchell gets done with their duel, but they are up to 182 now in their duel with Aberdeen. We'll take a Big D's timeout and do a little coach talk here coming up next on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Your home for the Huron Tigers all season long is 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here as we continue in the pre-match here. Again, we're in between matches and already had our comments from Coach Dan McCarty, but we can go down what happened there in the Yankton duel as Huron wins 72-12. Only one of the matches in the duel went into the third period. And Huron had all pins or forfeits. Tyson Lean win by fall at 103 at 106. Minute 52 for Danon Huber at 120, 24 seconds for Chip Schillingstad at 132. Carlos Yanes, who was our Burger Plus outstanding wrestler, win by fall 126 at 145. 52 seconds for Travis Kleinsaucer at 160. Nick Christensen 214. 2 minutes 14 seconds at 170. Wyatt Larson, 2 minutes 46 seconds at 195. 2 minutes even for Marshall Simons at 220. Devin Bolster, 5 minutes 44 seconds at heavyweight. Forfeits for Nathan Soule at 138. Trent Frankham at 152. And Rick Struble at 182. Now you have to readjust. You kind of cruise through that one. You got to be ready to wrestle again here.
Well, you know, that one's done. That one's in the books. So you're past that deal. You know Mitch is going to come out after us. There's no doubt about that. So you guys got to get your mentality straightened out here and get back at it, and you're ready to wrestle.
You know, as far as you look at the lineup here, there's in some good spots and some other spots. Well, you'd like to, you know, like to have back the two losses we had there was Lucas Hofer at 113, Joe Gonzalez at 166. Joe had a little trouble staying off his back right now, but again, he is he's a freshman in his first varsity experience, and just take your lumps, get better for it.
Well, that's all you can do. I mean, you got to get out on the mat and you got to wrestle. That's the only way you're going to figure out what you can do, or the coaches will figure out what you can do, and then you got to start putting things together there. And he'll figure out, you know, move you, put yourself in your, on your back one time. You remember, okay, I got to be careful there. And you'll start learning that stuff. And time's the only thing that's going to help you there. You just got to get out and you got to do it.
So again, here on Wednesday, that first match at 72-12, we'll take a timeout here. Again, this has been the coach's report. Just to have the coach on it for this time. Brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. We'll take a timeout here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
Wrestling provides this Huron Tiger Moment. The Tigers have a proud tradition in the sport of wrestling going back to when the sport started in 1960. The Tigers have had many state champions, led by Dustin Walraven. Gooner, as he was known, won 4 state titles, including 3 in a row. That ties the Class A record. 2 other Tiger wrestlers won 3 state titles. Brad Robinson, who won 3 in a row, and also Dale Westberg. Wrestling, a proud Tiger moment.
Memories fly by us every day. A new baby, a wedding day, your senior year of high school, or a big family gathering. At Lake House Productions, we creatively capture those moments and provide you with jaw-dropping photography that will be artwork on your wall for a lifetime. Check out our amazing work at lakehouseproductions.com, like us on Facebook, or sit down in our funky new studio on the second floor of the old Mason building across from the post office in Huron. We are Lake House Productions, and we specialize in making your photography creatively different.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, Minnesota Twins Radio Network, and you are listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
And we're back here, still in the interim here. In fact, everybody's waiting on Aberdeen and Mitchell right now as they're just still at 195 pounds. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Results so far, Huron defeated Yankton 72-12. Harrisburg defeated Milbank 51-24, and Pierre got a push from Watertown, but 138-30. And again, kind of interesting when we were talking about that, the story behind for so many years, it seems like Huron, Aberdeen, and Pierre have always been in the same side of the bracket here for this tournament. But this year, there was a flip-flop with Yankton coming to our bracket and then Pierre moving over there. The reason was that Pierre wanted to make sure they wrestled Watertown today and have that count as the ESD duel. That goes to a number of weigh-ins. Why don't you talk a little about that? Each team gets so many weigh-ins, you can wrestle about all you want to for a weigh-in on that day. So as the old cliche goes, two birds, one stone here for Pierre. They wanted to use this weigh-in to also take care of their conference duel.
Well, what it did is you know, they want to go to another tournament, so it opened up
and Pierre's in demand right now.
You know, they want to go places. You know, they want to expand, and then people want to come to their term because they're that good. And so as a coach, here you're going to do, okay, we're going up there anyway. We wrestle you in the opening duel. When we're both fresh, which is the way you want to do that, that's the way you get, you know, you have to do that one. And that was easy. That was a no-brainer. And it can't be a scheduling conflict because you're both already here. You can't use that one.
But the only thing is, you pretty much got to be in the same pool, or there's no guarantee you would meet at the end of the day. And I never thought about the point you brought up. If this is the ESD duel, you want to wrestle first so everybody's fresh.
Exactly. That's the only way you can do it. As a coach, I'll say, well, no, I don't want to have to go through, you know, two other, maybe I go through two powerhouses, you have two easy ones, and your kids are more rested than mine are. So you do it right like they did it here, right out of the gate. There's no questions about it. It's done. And they got their ESD one. Pierce got another one in the books already. And I got opening weekend somewhere that they can go someplace from their turn if they desire.
Now I see Mitchell and Aberdeen are now at the heavyweight. I think Mitchell went forfeit at 220, so they are on the final match of that duel, so we'll see how much quick turnaround they got, because nobody's going to start the next round until everybody's done. So everybody's just kind of waiting on that Mitchell Aberdeen. Again, Mitchell Aberdeen got behind everybody else. I didn't really see the beginning of it. I just saw the end of it, but I think there was a injury there with one of the, either the 106, 113 pound wrestler for Mitchell. And it was some sort of arm injury, and I assume that probably delayed things, because as we stand right now, Mitchell has a couple of open weights, so you think that would have made things go faster, but that injury must have caused a delay longer than what we know, because we just weren't paying attention to that as we were watching our own duel at the time. But we might be getting close to being done with that Mitchell-Aberdeen match, as the Aberdeen heavyweight is up on top, and
there it is,
a win by fall, so they do have it finished here. Now just a matter of how long it'll take before they get going here. But since the second round matches were set to start 5 minutes ago, I imagine they're going to do things here fairly quickly. So we'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute here, and we should be close to starting the next duel here on a Mitchell. So again, Big D's timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, John here at Prostrello General Motors in Huron. You hear me talking frequently about supplier pricing on every vehicle we sell and probably wonder what it means. This is the price that employees of companies providing parts for GM pay for their vehicles. Only GM employees pay less. Just what does this amount to? Let's look at a few vehicles. A 2016 Chevy Tahoe with an MSRP of $66,680 has a supplier price of $61,727. That's only at Prostrello General Motors, your Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac dealer in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here in Watertown. One note I do want to pass along. Our next wrestling broadcast after today will be Thursday, December 15th. That's when Huron hosts Watertown. And as a part of that, Huron Youth Wrestling will have sign up for their upcoming season at the arena prior to the varsity duel. I think it's 5:45 to 6:45. They'll be taking the registrations there with the varsity duel set to start at 7 o'clock. And you know as well as anybody, as long as you've been in wrestling, that youth wrestling program is key to any wrestling program development.
Well, you gotta have that. If you don't have that, you're not gonna have a program for very long. You gotta get those kids down there, you gotta get them started, and you gotta feed the upper from there up above, and it's a critical. You gotta have it.
You know, and while we're talking about Carlos Yanes just being in his second year of wrestling, you don't come by those guys too often.
Well, and the thing is, I'm going to love watching this kid this year. I mean, he's explosive. His motor never stops running. And the thing is, he's going to get better as the year goes on. He's going to start getting those moves down a little better. He's going to do a little more of what he's supposed to be doing and going from there. So he is going to be a blast to watch.
I think they said 56-8, Aberdeen defeated Mitchell, so there's our last final from the first round. So 56-8, Aberdeen over Mitchell, 38-30, Pierre defeated Watertown, 51-24, Harrisburg defeated Milbank, as we get set to go here now with our second match here shortly. They have told all the wrestlers to gather at your respective mat, and Mitchell will stay on the same mat they were on. And Huron will move over one, so someone will have to keep the team score ourselves, as it's one of the small mat side scoreboards, so it just gives us the time, the period, and the individual match score, but we'll make do with that anyway. Mitchell, at least coming in here, has three open weights, but that could change here because they do have kids they can stick in some of those spots, but again, they also had an injury. So again, we'll be guessing at some spots on who some of the kids are for Mitchell.
And it looks like for the official, we got Shoneman, as we had last night.
Yeah, Chris Shoneman. So, okay, well, there you go then. The officials are backed, as always, by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Chris Shoneman will be the law on the mat today. And he is backed by the South Dakota Attorney General's office. So they're having the captain's meeting right now, doing the flip. I see Aberdeen and Yankton are ready to go. Had some interesting things happen there in our match with Yankton, from a few score table errors. Had the concussion and the injury there to the Yankton heavyweight at the end. But, hey, everybody's getting things started out here.
Well, like I say, you know, the scoreboard deal, I mean, that's something new. These guys, there are a lot of things you've got to do there, but you know, you got certain things at that table that are your responsibility that you have to take care of, and that's why you have the guys go report over there, and if they're not the right kid, you got to stop it right there and don't let them get on the mat, and that's what happened there. So he'll get that figured out. He's just, like I say, got this under his belt. He's got another 18 tournament next week where it looks at their schedule, Watertown's schedule here, so he's got to get that fixed by next week.
Well, for Mitchell now, we have Kyle Bowder. That's what we have on the sheet, and I'm assuming either Bowder at 106 or Ryan McGinnis at 113 was the injured colonel that we saw from the Aberdeen match. So for right now, we're going to say this is Kyle Bowder. He actually had a win over Pierre last night in their opening duel, which they lost to the Governors, and we're underway with Bowder and Tyson Lean, eighth grader against freshman. Little jab at a single leg there by Bowder, but both back on the feet now. About the slowest we've seen Tyson Lean come out.
Well, yeah, like I say, and well, give him credit. Bowder's a good wrestler, so I mean, he's kind of dictating a little bit how things are going to go. But Tyson's getting, that looks like he's getting a front headlock on there, and thing is, he's so explosive that all of a sudden, boom, he'll be back around and he'll have him cranked down and nothing flat.
Well, still, now Bowder tries up. He tries to get the headlock in there from the front. Nice recovery there by Lean, both on their feet.
Lean's got to keep his around his waist there. I thought he was going to do a throw there, but he stepped out of bounds. But, yeah, he had it hooked up partially, just couldn't get it finished.
Minute 10 to go here in the first period. Still no score between Tyson Lean, Kyle Bowder. They go head-to-head there at the middle of the mat. Both just trying to get the hand control right now. There's the double leg attempt by Bowder. Nice recovery by Lean. Lean trying to lean in on Bowder now there from the front.
Looks like he's got that front headlock hooked back up again. Working it, getting him flattened out, which is what you got to do with that.
Then try to scoot around, tries to grab at the leg. They're close to the edge of the mat. Lean kind of brings them back in. Now they will come back to the middle.
I mean, he's taking that front headlock, doing exactly what he wants, to get him stretched out and get him down and get him moving that way, and he's doing a great job with that.
30 seconds to go in the first period. Still no score here between Kyle Bowder and Tyson Lean. I keep looking at the wrong scoreboard.
I did that twice already.
There's a double leg attempt by Bowder again, but Lean just too quick to let that happen. Now they're going head-to-head there again, right at the edge of the mat. 12 seconds to go in the first period.
And I'm going to guess here, we're not going to get any, nobody's not making a good shot here towards the end, so we're going to go into the second period, not at a zero.
2-1, and there it is, the end of the first period. No score, and for the first time, Tyson Lean will wrestle in the second period. Of course, it's only his third match of the season. And Bowder takes the referee's position. He's down, so Lean in the right out. Got to be careful going over the shoulders. You want to wrestle underneath of there. Well, Bowder trying to get up to his feet. He does, and Lean just trying to hang on from behind. Looks like Bowder has a height advantage. Nice throw by Lean. Gets Bowder back on his stomach. And looks like he's got hand control on the right side there. If he just finished with that. But Bowder does. He doesn't stop moving. That's a good, you know, if you're a Mitchell guy, you got to be happy with the coach with that. There's the escape. Bowder finally able to slip out of the headlock, and they're both back on their feet, and Bowder has a 1-0 lead here over Tyson Lean. A minute 24 to go, second period now. Bowder tries to take the shot. Lean tries to get the control, tries to scoot around the back to get the control, but I think Bowder has a hold of the arm, and that's kind of keeping it from happening, and Lean just continues to spin him around.
Now he got that leg hook. Now he's got, you know, a little bit of, Bowder kind of got a hold of Lean's arm on the front, but then now he gets back around and gets that leg hooked. Got to go back at that again.
I think we're going to go stalemate there. You kind of see the difference in the height there kind of coming into play. Bowder just a little taller than Tyson Lean and has a little more reach. Or not so much Bowder has more reach, but Tyson has less reach.
And you got a little more, when you get that length, then you get some leverage, you know, and that makes a difference there also.
50 seconds to go here in the second period. 1-0 lead for Bowder over Lean. Oh, nice move on the headlock by Lean, but Bowder able to roll through it.
If he just gets back, he couldn't get that leg hook. That he's had it about three quarters of the way there. He just couldn't get around to that backside and get it hooked. But now Bowder got the takedown on Lean.
Oh, didn't even see that. So 3-0 now for Bowder.
But now Lean's got his hips back around behind. I just need to get out from underneath of Bowder there.
18 seconds to go here in the second period.
Got to be careful there. You don't let him crank you over with that.
Late in the second period, and Kyle Bowder now up 3-0 on Tyson Lean, trying to roll Lean on his back. 3-2-1. And we get to the end of the second period. 3-0 lead here for Tyson Lean, for Kyle Bowder over Tyson Lean.
We need about another 5-6 seconds on there. We've at least had two out of that. But now we're back on the bottom. That's where we got to score some points down here.
Yeah, so Lean in the referee's position. Bowder will have to try and ride it out here as we start the third period. Lean quick off the whistle, turns and faces Bowder. He's up on his feet. Bowder still has control of the leg. Lean is up on his feet, but now Bowder gets control of the leg as both wrestlers get up on their feet, albeit Lean just on one foot. Little move, and Bowder, nice cover there, and he's trying to get the tilt on Lean here. And potentially dangerous, kind of saves Tyson there. And Tyson, a little slow to get up off of that.
If he does that again, I mean, Tyson's got to keep doing what he's doing there, because he had Bowder in trouble there a little bit. Bowder was just hanging on to that one leg. If you hang on that too long, that's an automatic steal. A stalling warning coming right out of that one.
Still 3-0, 30 seconds gone to the third period. Now Lean back on his feet again, and Bowder just has one arm in there to keep it from being an escape right now.
He's got to be getting one here pretty quick. He's got to be loss of control in there.
Yeah, but there's a single leg by Bowder. He shot in, and he got in on Lean. Never did get the 1 point, and Bowder able to get back down with control up top. So still 3-0 here with a minute 7 to go first period.
You know, Tyson, I mean, he's right in there. He's just about one move away from making something happen here. We've got to keep scooting.
Well, gets a hold of the leg there. He should get the escape off of this.
There goes outside the throw.
There it is. Finally gets the escape, and it's 3-1. He got 47 seconds to work with. Lean behind by two, but up on his feet now as they go ear to ear near the right side of the inner circle. Now back to the middle. There's a shot by Lean, covered up by Bowder. Again, that reach of Bowder. Bowder trying to scoot behind to get the control and the takedown. He's awful close to it. Lean has one arm stuck in there, and that's saving it. Now Bowder scoots around, and he'll get the, they haven't given him the takedown yet. No, Lean gets up on his feet, trying to break loose from Bowder. Another throw by Bowder, and again, he does have the control at two. And Bowder is up 5-1 as we're down to 11.5 seconds to go. And I think we're going to have the blood break here with not much time left in the match. Yep, they're going to do the injury clock going here, and it is for Tyson Lean. So we're down to 11 seconds left, and Kyle Bowder with a 5-1 lead on Tyson Lean here in the first match of the second duel for both teams, Huron and Mitchell.
Well, if you're Tyson, I mean, you had opportunities in there. You just couldn't quite get them. That's fine. You're gonna meet him down the road several times before this is all over with. So these are one of those matches that's going to go either way, I think, as you get down the road.
So still tending to Tyson Lean. Looks like they're done with him, and he'll come back to the middle. But again, we're just down to 11 and a half seconds to go, and not a lot Tyson Lean can get accomplished here, especially in the referee's position. And Potter just going to continue to wrestle. He's wrestled a smart match here, and he's controlled a little ball of fury in Tyson Lean. And Bowder's going to come out with the win here, 5-1, and Mitchell will take the early lead here in the duel at 3-0 over Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 seconds, and back here to Watertown on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time in the Do It Center store.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
2-0 lead for Lucas Ofer. Quick takedown as we get underway with 113 pounds. We're 30 seconds in, and I'm thinking this is most likely Blake Sting, a sophomore, on the mat for Mitchell. And now we got a crossbody there by Ofer, and he's got not quite there on the back points, but he's getting awful close. He's got Sting on his side, and Sting not moving a whole lot underneath there.
Well, I think that's, you know, like I say, he's got to keep working the backboard, keep tightening it up. Every time he moves, just snug it up a little bit tighter. And there you go.
And there you go. Win by fall. Minute two for Lucas Ofer as he defeats, what was that kid's name again? Sting. Blake Sting. So Huron goes up 6-3 on the win by fall by Lucas Ofer. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds here on Dakota Sports.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we move on to, we're all the way up to 132 now. Back-to-back forfeit wins by Huron. Dana Huber at 120. Joe Gonzalez at 126. Just like that, Huron is up now 18-3. So that takes us to 132. Cole Gerke, a sophomore. Chip Schillingstad, a sophomore. Gerke got a win by fall against Pierre last night. As we wait for Schillingstad to get out on the mat as well. Schillingstad has a couple of pins under his belt as well, so this should be a good one here. A pair of sophomores at 132 here on up 18-3. Quick single leg there by Schillingstad, but Durkee able to stay out of it. They're off the mat. Come back to the middle. Both wrestlers came out with a flurry, although Chip was very aggressive.
Well, the thing about Chip is, I mean, he might go for that single leg, but then all of a sudden if his arm slips up, it's behind your back, and here comes the throw. And he's so good at that, you know, you've got to defend a lot of things when you're wrestling him, because he can go up, down, and he'll flip you, and he'll throw you, and a lot of times he makes it a five-point move.
Still no score here. We're 30 seconds in here at 132 pounds. We're anticipating there'll be one more open weight for Mitchell, but that'll be right at the end of the duel, either at 220 or heavyweight. Probably a 220. There's a single leg by Schillingstad. He's got Gerke up in the air with one arm on one leg. He had him up in the air, and then they come down. Still no control there. Boy, that was, you saw Chip's strength there.
That was just a lot of power in one arm right there. When you hold the kid up with one leg.
Almost looked like ballet where a guy is holding up the girl.
Oh, wow.
I'm not calling Gerke a girl, I'm just saying.
Yeah. The ballerina was up.
Yes, the ballerina was up. Boy, that took some strength.
You know, and I mean, it wasn't just a little while. He had it for about 5-10 seconds.
No score here as we're 45 seconds to go here in the first period. There's a single leg by Schillingstad again.
Nice
that trip takes him down, but a nice counter, and nobody gets anything out of that. Boy, Gerke countered that exactly how you do it in the textbook.
You know, and I mean, you know, and Chipper just blew out of there after come back around, that's the way he does things. All of a sudden, he just kind of lull you to sleep a little bit, then bang, he'll hit you, he's just so explosive.
So, both doing a little bit of the hand jive here now, and Chip looks like he's a little disgusted about something out there.
Well, he likes to lull you to sleep a little bit, you know, and just kind of methodically go. All of a sudden, he'll just bang, he'll just come out of nowhere with something and make it happen.
That gets us to the end of the first period.
And the towel tapper wasn't quite there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't think so. As I saw all of a sudden, I saw the clock operator raising his hand over there. So no score here as we start the second period, and Chip Schillingstad in the referee's position comes out quick off the whistle. Gerke able to pick him up. Now Chip with a nice counter. He's going to get the two-point takedown, all that. Now Gerke back on his feet and a little throw, and they're going to give the escape. Yep, I thought they were going to call him out, but they do give him the escape, and it's 2-1 Schillingstad, and both wrestlers back on their feet in the middle of the mat.
That kick is kind of misses out of bounds, getting close to out of bounds over there, and just let him go, and we'll go back and start another flurry here.
So now back and doing a little bit of the hand jive thing as they circle, do a little shadow wrestling, a little shot by Gerke, but Schillingstad backed out of that one. Doing the shadow wrestling here now, do a little hand jive at times.
Yeah, Chipper seems like he stays back so far, then he just shoots and he just gets in so quick.
Single leg again, he picks up Gerke, takes him down, but that does not get the 2 point. Now a single leg by Gerke, they'll get off the mat. That's about as close you get to a takedown without getting one there.
Well, Chipper does that, seems like he has that happen quite a bit. He doesn't quite finish all that stuff, and he just needs to make sure he gets control back there, and he did all the move, except for the hand of it, just finish it.
So back on our feet here now with 51 seconds to go in the second period. Schillingstad leading 2-1 here at 132 pounds. And just doing a little shadow thing here in the middle. Go off to the edge. There's a single leg by Gerke, gets in on it. Now trying to drive through, Schillingstad gets trying to get in on the headlock there. The drive goes out of bounds, and that saves Schillingstad there. Nice deep single leg, but Gerke couldn't finish it.
You know, it's awful tough. It seems like when you get a leg in on Chipper's leg, he doesn't ever let you get a chance to finish it. He's just so powerful up above there that...
Double leg by Schillingstad, and he's going to drop down on top, gets the takedown, and Schillingstad goes up 4-1. Now he's just going to let him up, prefers to be on the feet, and takes his shot, so it's 4-2. Schillingstad, we're back on our feet with 8 seconds to go. There's a single leg by Gerke, gets in on it, trying to pull. There's a nice roll by Schillingstad. He gets him on the back, but the period runs out. Oh, that might have saved him.
That's going to be at least a 4-point move right there.
Yep, up to 8-2, and well, Gerke got saved by the fact the period ran out because Chip was ready to finish that one off.
Well, and that's why Chipper goes on his feet. It's so explosive, all of a sudden make it four or five-point move just instantly.
And again, Chip gives up the point here so he can start on his feet here for the third period. So 8-3 Schillingstad here over Cole Gerke. Remember, Gerke did get a pin against Pierre last night. There's
nice
the
double. Oh.
Nice double and another throw, and Schillingstad just seems to be getting stronger now, and he'll go up 10-3. He gets the takedown, they're right at the edge of the mat.
Just drag him back in.
That's exactly what Chip's doing. He's trying to drag him in, and Gerke's trying to go out, and they do get out. So 10-3 lead, and Chip, you know, the difference here now from the first to the third period, I think you see a little fatigue on the hand of Gerke, but not on Schillingstad.
Yeah, Chip doesn't, we're not going down. We're not going to go down.
Yep, he gives up and says, I'll give him the free escape point, 10-4, so I can be back on my feet here with a minute 26 to go in the match.
Well, first off, you know, Chipper was shooting the single leg. Now he's going in there and he's getting the double, and he's getting in deep. And then when he can get you picked, he's so strong, he's so quick, he gets you picked up. He's got you halfway home before he ever starts.
Let's do a little shadow wrestling here again as we're down to a minute 8 to go in the match here, 132 pounds. Here on leads in the duel, 18-3 at back-to-back forfeits. A little back out there, Schillingstedt trying to bring Gerke back to the middle. 53-52 left to go. There's a single leg by Gerke. Schillingstedt counters, tries the throw. And Gerke, a good job of sliding through it. He's going to get the takedown. That makes it 10-6 with 41 seconds to go here in the match. So Gerke trying to come up. He wants to go optional starts, which means what?
That means he's going to put his hands in the diamond on the back. And I don't know. If you're going to let him up, you just let him up.
Yeah, but you have the option of going one way or the other.
Yeah, he just kind of tried to do a front headlock on him. And
Chips immediately gets the escape off of it, and it's 11-6 with 33 seconds to go in the match.
Good luck trying to catch Chipper with that one. You're not going to get that one in there.
Both wrestlers back on their feet. This is where Chip is. Schillingstedt has had most of his success. Now they're doing the shadow wrestling thing here again with 18-17 seconds to go in the match, and Schillingstedt looking to notch the victory, gets in on the single leg.
There's a throw,
and he's going to get the takedown. Now he's trying to get the back points. He is getting the back points out of it. 4, 3, 2 seconds. And that will come to the end. Should get another, what, 5 off of that?
Yep.
So that's going to make it 18-6. So Schillingstedt, a major, well, 16-6 is what they have on the board there. But still a major decision for Chip Schillingstedt, and Huron moves ahead 22-3. We'll take a big D's timeout of 30 seconds here on Dakota Sports.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We return here to Watertown, 138 pounds. Nathan Soule, senior on the mat for Huron. Logan Sparks, sophomore for Mitchell. No score. We're about 30 seconds in. Huron's increased the lead here in the duel to 22-3. Right now, just kind of a feel-you-out type of thing going on there. A little shadow wrestling, a lot of head-to-head, but Soule just making a few slaps on the mat. Now he tries to go in on the leg, tries to go in again, gets in on the single leg. Flattening out, though, is Sparks.
He got the throw.
Throw by Soule, and he's going to get the takedown out of it. Almost got him to roll through, too. Does get the takedown for 2-0.
I thought the way he was coming across that, he was going to get that in there and get him on his back right away, but still a good move.
So 2-0 lead here for Nathan Soule as we're in the first period here at 138 pounds. Another roll through there by Sparks, and no, Soule just stays with it. Now tries to come in from behind. Works underneath the shoulders.
I thought he was going to try to do bar arm half. Never got that done. Now he's going to, still can't get it in there.
A little scoot around there by, and there's a reversal by Sparks. Just kind of snuck in there behind, and Soule let the guard up briefly, and it's tied at 2. 20 seconds to go in the first period.
However, Soule, you kind of back out here. You got your hips out. Just need to finish it there.
Soule up on his feet now. Sparks gets a hold of the single leg there and keeps him down. Soule trying to reach over, but Sparks has control of the leg, and right now Sparks just wants to hang on to the end of the period, and he will. Tied at 2 at the end of the first period here with Logan Sparks for Mitchell and Nathan Soule for Huron. Soule has the choice here to start the second period. Nope. Sparks does, and he'll go down. Watertown leading Harrisburg, 18-3. And Aberdeen up on Yankton, 19-0. start the second period with Soul riding. Now he got Sparks trying to get up to his feet. He does, although Soul is still hooked in there.
Trying to do it like he's hooking up for a throw or some sort here, but if Sully lets go, Sparks is going to get a loss of control here. He's got to keep that hooked.
I don't see how Soul can go anywhere from here, though.
If he keeps that front headlock, he's got to come up with something, but I don't see anything coming out of that deal.
Well, there's Soul now. Oh, does scoot around, and Sparks goes down to the knee here now, and
watch through there.
There's a roll by Sparks, but Soul stayed with him. Soul actually got a little better control here than what I thought he was going to get. And Soul is riding here for the second period. Now again, Sparks up to his feet. Soul tries to get the cradle, trying to get the tilt.
He needs to get his head out, head to the inside, get his hips up. Now he's in trouble. He's got his hips down.
54 seconds to go here, and there's going to be the reversal for Sparks, and he'll take the lead here now at 4-2.
So basically got himself in trouble there, so he had to bail out and give him the two. Now he's back around again. Now finish that.
Well, there's a little throw by...
Get your half coming over. He's getting so close on a lot of those moves. Again, they just got to get his head popped out and finish him.
There's the roll through by Soul. He's going to get the reversal. We're tied at 4 with 18 seconds to go.
Now he's rocking back. Got him halfway there for the back points.
And he spins around. He spins around to come from behind, but that allowed Sparks to get on his stomach. And we're getting to the end of the second period, most likely a 4-4 tie. A little roll there again by Soul. But we get to the end of the second period. We're tied at 4 here at 138 pounds. Logan Sparks for Mitchell and Nathan Soul for Huron.
And if you're hearing, this is where you want to be. You're tied up, and you got the resolution in the third period, and this is where you can score some points.
So Soul underneath here now, and Sparks just tries to get control there around the waist.
If you're Soul, you got to get your base. Get yourself up on your knees there and go from there. Don't lay there with him.
Soul trying to get up to his feet now, and he is on his feet, but Sparks hanging in. There's a nice little spin move, and he gets away, gets the escape, and Nathan Soul takes the lead here at 5-4 with 90 seconds to go in the match at 138 pounds.
Now just be aggressive here. There, almost
tried to get in on the single leg, but Sparks countered with a headlock. Now, Soul was in a little trouble there briefly, but gets back to his feet right at the edge of the circle. Now they're coming back in on the mat, now walking back off and out of bounds. 5-4 lead Soul with a minute 11 to go in the match.
So you just want to keep shooting. You're having success with that. You know, don't back off. Be the aggressor here and take the match to him. I think he'll pay dividends for you. Just doing some hand control. I mean, if you're Soul, I mean, you got him set. Finish it here.
Inside of a minute to go here in the match now is Soul working from the front there now, and Sparks kind of balled up. Soul leading 5-4, trying to hang on here at 138.
Before we get a takedown here, I see a stalemate come because neither one's going to give much here.
Nice throw. Nice throw by Soul, and he kept the legs hooked in, but that actually forced him to roll through. So he doesn't get anything out of it. We're inside of 30. There comes the stalemate. 27 seconds to go in the match.
That really benefited us there.
5-4 lead here for Nathan Soul over Logan Sparks. Both wrestlers on their feet. And there's the whistle. 23, 22 seconds.
You know, Soul, you gotta keep going. You gotta be aggressive here. Take it to him. Don't let him... Oh, nice single leg.
Nice single leg by Soul. Doesn't quite have the control. Just scoot around a bit. Sparks has his one leg in there. Now a nice roll through again by Soul. We're down to 6.5 seconds to go. Not scoring here, but he's not allowing Sparks to do anything either. And Soul going to hang on for the win. Nathan Soul, a 5-4 win at 138 pounds. Another 3-4 Huron. And Huron's up 25-3. We'll take a Big D's timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Everybody needs a timeout. Big D's in Huron offers an awesome lineup of dinner items on their menu. Try the walleye, salmon, or jumbo shrimp. Enjoy Big D's Italian or teriyaki chicken, ribeye, and sirloin steaks. Don't forget, all appetizers are just $5 Monday through Saturday, 9 till 11 p.m., 7 till 9 on Sundays. Take time out and dine at Big D's Time Out Bar and Grill, East Highway 14 Huron, next to the Big Pheasant.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 145 pounds. Carlos Yanes, the sophomore on the mat for Huron. Tim Morgan, senior from Mitchell. And a 2-1 lead here for Yanes. Got the takedown, then Morgan got the escape. Yanes, though, been very impressive here in the early part of the season with a pair of pins.
Well, you're going to find out if you wrestle him how good a shape you're in, because he's going to push you all the way.
Right now working for hand control, they're right at the edge of the mat, single leg.
Ooh,
fight. Yanes has a lot of quickness. Probably right there with Chip Schillingstad in the quickness factor.
Oh, and I tell you what, and that's only going to get better. You know, he's going to be quicker with that stuff, he's going to get more comfortable with what he's doing, and we're going to see some results out of that.
There's another single leg by Yanes, drives through it, and has the takedown, he leads 4-1. 54 seconds to go here in the first period. Then we go off the mat. Yanes, one of those can be interesting to see. It looks to me like he would be more comfortable on his feet.
Well, I mean, he looks to me, he gets into everybody.
Yeah.
Been on everybody's leg that he's wrestling. Of course, we only got this third match of the season, but he gets in, you know, and most time he gets what he's after there, so that's kind of neat.
There's another escape now as Yanes missed on the headlock, and Morgan gets another point, 4-2 Yanes. Back on our feet here now with 34 seconds to go, first period.
Nice duck under by
Mitchell. Morgan, and he's going to get around, get the takedown. We're going to be tied at four. First move we saw there, really, for Morgan. Getting off to the edge of the mat with 20 seconds to go in the first period. We're tied at four. Tim Morgan, senior for Mitchell, and Yanes, sophomore for Huron.
So if you're Carlos, you've got to explode out of there, which is nothing unusual. You just don't sit.
Yanes comes right out of it now, and Morgan's got a hold of the leg, and now should be an escape there, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
There it is. Escape now for Yanes, and he'll go back up 5-4 as we're late here in the first period. Single leg shot by Yanes, tries to drive on it, but probably going to run out of time. He does. 5-4 lead for Carlos Yanes here at the end of the first period over Tim Morgan of Mitchell. Morgan for Mitchell, what are the odds of that?
Pretty good, I would guess.
Start the second period, and Yanes will take the referee's position. He'll be down in the right-out position here for Tim Morgan. Now we have the caution, false start on Morgan.
Yeah, did have the hand on the belly button again or something.
We haven't seen too many of those today compared to what we saw last night.
Oh, boy, we had a ton of that stuff.
Well, there's Yanes with the escape now as he immediately got up to his feet. Morgan pretty much just let him go, and that should make it 6-4. There it is. 6-4, both wrestlers back on their feet as we're just starting the second period.
Oh.
Single leg by Yanes. Gets on it quick, and will take him down, and Yanes will go up now by a score of 8-4. They're right at the edge of the circle. Yanes still has control of that leg, but now we're going to be completely off the mat.
Well, I see he has a little trouble. Once he gets in there, great. Gets the takedown, but he doesn't get moved up fast enough, and that'll come. That's a good thing to have a problem with, is getting up on there. He'll get that figured out.
See Coach Carpenter and Coach McCarty doing a little lobbying back and forth with each other there as they got the whistle out of bounds there. We resume wrestling now. Morgan's got the down position. I think Carlos just going to release him. He does. Escape point makes it 8-5 Yanes. Yanes gets back in on that single leg. This time Morgan gets loose from it. Back on her feet here again. And there's Yanes again on the single leg. He just keeps going to that every time, and he gets the tackle down. Does not quite have the control yet. There it is, 2-point takedown.
And he's got to move up. He can't keep hanging down there. The official's going to nail him for that one.
Yeah, it makes a 10-5. They gave the points originally to Morgan, but it was Yanes, and he's up 10-5, and now he's out of bounds. Down to 52 seconds to go here in the second period.
Well,
get another loss of control here. Escape. Yep, both back on their feet again. So 10-6. Yates has been very consistent going with that single leg, but then Morgan's been able to get very quickly get escapes, it seems like. It's not like Carlos really letting him go. He just gets out of it. Hand control, there's the single leg. Yates just keeps going to that. Morgan gets away from it. They're getting right towards the edge of the mat again. Now Morgan's got, you know, got underhook on the one side, but it looked like he's going to try to, that's part of the setup to, for a throw. Whether you follow through with that or not, I haven't seen him do anything like that yet, but inside of 20 seconds to go here in the second period. 10-6 lead here for Carlos Yanes of Huron. Huron up 25-3 in the duel, if I have my arithmetic right. I'm sure I do.
Well, of course. He should be about ready to do another single leg here pretty quick.
Well, there's Morgan gets in on a single leg, but Carlos, a good job of coming out of it, and that ends the second period. Boy, Carlos, nice job on that, because I thought that Morgan really got in there deep. Carlos able to shake loose from it right before the end of the period. Now we're going to have a discussion at the scorer's table. Like the little mat tapper there, he tapped the back of the official and then went running to the scorer's table and slid in home safe. I think Baszler even gave him the safe sign there.
Oh, yeah.
Start the third period. Now it's Tim Morgan with the referee's position, so we'll see how long Yanes tries to ride it out. He hasn't been, has not liked doing that very much. Sit out there by Morgan. Morgan now trying to get a hold of the Carlos's head and just see if he can pin him over. Morgan is up on his feet, and he'll be very close to the escape here now, and Yanes does let him go. That makes it 10-7. Carlos Yanes, with a minute 35 to go in the match here at 145.
I think what Carlos, part of it is he's not real comfortable riding yet. He hasn't got that all figured out, but he sure got the takedown thing going right direction.
Well, getting in hard on that now is Yanes. We're down to a minute 18 to go.
Just keep coming around.
Well, Yanes continues to try to scoot him around as Morgan still in the sitting position, 12-7 here now, favor of Yanes. Now we'll go potentially dangerous here, down to a minute 3 to go in the match.
I think Morgan thinks he's down. I don't see how he is he?
Say what now?
Huh, I thought we had a...
No, I almost had the takedown. It's 12-7 now.
Okay, I missed a little bit there.
1 minute after 12 noon, this is KIJV, AMFM Huron. High school wrestling, Huron Tigers, the Watertown Duels.
Morgan got an escape, it looks like, so we're back up. And here we go again. Right into the single leg.
Single leg, now we're both on our feet here again, doing
a headlock. Oh, come on, finish
it. Oh, nice throw there by Yanes, and I think he's got the takedown. He's cranking on that, he's getting the back points. Yanes, another nice quick move, and win by fall. In the third period, Carlos Yanes continues to impress. 5 minutes, 27 seconds, another 6 on the board for Huron. They now lead 31-3. Yanes with his third win all by fall. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 152. Trent Frankham, a senior. Kyle Foote, junior on the mat. Frankham, the defending state runner-up at 145 for the Huron Tigers. He has a quick takedown, 2-0. Now Foote had a win by fall against Aberdeen last night. But right now, Frankham in control. Frankham didn't get a chance to wrestle. He took a forfeit in the Yankton duel, so I'm sure he's ready to go.
Looks like he's... Oh. Half coming over?
Yep.
And he's cranking on that baby.
Right at the edge of the mat, too, so that might be the saving grace for Foote. He's getting, he got one arm swipe, but not enough to get anything. Now Trent's going to readjust and come back from behind. Now he's just going to let him up. Now he's going to go back in on the double leg and take him down. They're going to give him the two. They do as he went out of bounds. 4-1. Well, it's kind of the scenario we saw last night with Trent, but the one thing Coach McCarty told Trent, if you're going to start doing that, release and catch, basically, do it quicker.
Well, yeah, don't waste so much time in between, and that's what he was doing last night.
Lets him up again, now single leg, and takes him down once again, so it's now 6-2, I believe. 32 seconds to go here in the first period.
I see he's got an arm back behind here. Now he's going to try to work with that for a little while, which is good. You know, try some things here. If it doesn't work, you turn him loose again and start over.
20 seconds to go here in the first period. Frankham now lets go of the arm bar, still working from behind, just does a little lunge forward again. Trying to get a tilt out of it here. He's underneath the arm there.
There's a bar arm half coming over.
And now he's got him on the back here briefly anyway. 3-2 seconds to go though. Not sure if he's going to get anything out of it because he's going to run out of time and foot able to get back on his belly. And they do give him two.
Nope, I think we're going to get three.
Oh, we are going to get three. Okay, three off of that. I never saw the arm swipes. 9-2 lead for Frankham after the first period. So Trent coming out aggressive, of course, wouldn't expect anything else. He's going to let, he's going to let him up. So another escape point there for Foote. And it's 9-3, Frankham, as he gets back on the feet here. Just trying to get in on the legs there. Foote trying to do a little face guarding there or something.
Well, if he keeps waving that arm, half the move is there. Just go underneath him and pick that leg up.
Still doing some shadow wrestling there at the middle. Foote, there's the shot by Frankham. Foote able to fight it off. Now Frankham gets in again, but a little high, and they're back on their feet going ear to ear.
He's got an overhook, underhook with that one there. He just needs to finish around with it. Got a part of the cradle started there. Just go with it.
So trying to come in on the side there. He does get the takedown out of that and goes ahead 11-3. Kind of a hard time reading that scoreboard, but I think it's 11-3.
Yep, it is.
So Frankham, you know, see how long he works on the top here now with Foote flat on his stomach.
Looks like he's trying to do a two-on-one underneath and
goes out of bounds.
And you're too close to out of bounds. Foote just had an easy way to go. I'll just go out here and we'll start over. And I think the foul tap was getting a little discussion.
What did he do wrong?
He's coming out, not coming out quick enough.
Oh, okay.
And the golden rule, you want to be out there about 15 seconds to get on your official. And we always used to grab in there, if they had a belt on or whatever else, we'd there so they know we were there.
Yeah.
And then you, when you get to 10, you count down.
Oh, okay.
So the official just has to rely on you for everything.
40 seconds to go here in the second period. Frank him up, 11-3, and Foote just not doing a lot, not a lot of movement there underneath. Now, Frank him trying to get the cradle hooked up there near side, and Foote just won't let Trent roll him.
Trent's got that leg hooked there, which is a good thing. Keeps him down there. He's doing that two-on-one underneath, and I don't see anything coming out of this much. Trent might just ride out this period, and then we'll have to go in after the next one. But
the Yankton and Aberdeen are finished and catch the final score, but I think Yankton ended up with 6 points, and they already blanked the scoreboard.
Yeah, you don't need to quite that quick.
There's another roll-through by Foote. That ends the second period. 11-3 lead here for Trent Frankham at 152 pounds. Again, Huron in control of the duel here, up 31-3. Huron already 1-0 in the tournament, defeating Yankton with ease in the first match of the day. We start the third period.
And Foote just made a half an attempt at a takedown there. He just did a shot, but no, he wasn't going to do anything. And the Trent just kind of go in there and start catching him.
Still 11-3 with a minute 40 to go here in the match as Frankham trying to get in around the head there.
Foote tried a feeble attempt at a duck under.
There's the single leg again by Frankham.
Walk into it and lift. And bring him up and just turn him.
Seventy-3-6, I think, is what they said the final was for Aberdeen over Yankton.
Must have been a stalemate there.
Minute 7 to go here for Trent Frankham, leading 11-3, and back to the feet again. Foote just goes to a knee and kind of shakes, but he doesn't actually get all that close to Frankham, it looks like.
He makes a movement, but doesn't accomplish much with it. He's not even really getting even an attempt at a shot there.
I continue to go head-to-head there, or ear-to-ear, as it were. Foots kind of slowed it down a bit here, it seems, in this third period.
And if you're trying, I mean, you're where you're at right here, you're fine. You know, nothing's going on here, but you need to score some more points here if you can.
At least get it up to a major decision.
Yeah.
Still 11-3 with 21 seconds to go. Both wrestlers still on their feet.
We need points here. Come on.
Their foot off the whistle, makes one move, and then just kind of stops. Waves at the leg there a couple of times. Now back to the feet here. A little trip by foot, but Frankham trying to just scoot around there if he can to get control here. 3-2-1. I think we're going to end up at 11-3. So 11-3, Trent Frankham with the win as Huron extends the lead here over Mitchell in the duel. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 here on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We move to 160 pounds. Travis Kleinsaucer on the mat for Huron, a junior, and Briggs Havlick, a junior for Mitchell. Havlick had a win by fall last night in their match with their duel with Pierre. Kleinsaucer a loss last night, but then a win by fall over Yankton earlier today. No score here as we're about 45 seconds in already. I don't think we've stopped the clock at all since they started.
Well, they stayed in bounds the whole time. It makes it go quick that way.
Both are taking shots, but nobody's really getting close to connecting yet. Now we're back going forehead to forehead thing.
No, they really haven't a lot of setting up here but no results with it.
Well, there was Kleinsaucer trying to get in with the double leg, then a headlock by Havlick. A nice recovery there by TK. Still no score. We're back to the middle of the mat. Now there was Kleinsaucer trying to get in briefly, and Havlick really jumped back.
He does a really quick job of getting out of there. You know, kicked way back and then was ready for Travis to come in.
They're still doing the hand jive there. Now they come in trying to get hand control.
Each of them is being, you know, somewhat aggressive, but the shots they're taking haven't resulted in much of anything. I mean, they haven't really got anything that you could say was even close to a takedown yet.
8-7 seconds to go. Again, Kleinsaucer, now Havlick tries to get in the single leg. There's a little crossover, and they'll go out of bounds with 2.4 seconds to go. So no score here at 160 pounds, Kleinsaucer and Havlick. And we'll get to the end of the first period. So now somebody has to go in the down position. We'll see what the strategy is. Is they both stayed on their feet and for the most part stayed in bounds in that first period. Just both guys looked a little defensive there in the first period.
Well, they weren't going to give much of anything away, that's for sure.
Now Havlick just about has the escape already as he gets up on his feet. Kleinsaucer keeps hold of the one leg up in the air. A lot of hopping going on here for Havlick. A little trip by Kleinsaucer. Havlick now trying to get off the mat. Oh, a little somersault there. And Havlick about made that work, but went out of bounds.
If you're Travis, you gotta be careful. I mean, you pick that leg up and that's fine, but you gotta move on with it, otherwise the official's gonna get you for stalling, but you gotta move up.
So we come back to the middle again. Havlick, just about ready to get the escape there, and he does. 1-0 Havlick. Didn't take him too long off the whistle to get the escape from Kleinsaucer, and once again we're back on our feet. 1-0 Havlick leading here with a minute 28 to go. Kleinsaucer with a shot. Havlick just belches down. Now they both go after the leg. Now we're back up, trying to get the arm control.
you know, Kraus, you know, got an underhook on the one side, but he's just not been able to set much off of that. But Howard does a great job of countering everything he's been throwing at him with relatively ease here. Still head up there and now go off the mat. 1 minute to go here in the second period, and Briggs Havlick a 1-0 lead here over Travis Kleinsaucer. And the rate we've been going here so far through a period and a half here, I see this one ending up about like 1-0 here, unless we're very fortunate enough to get in a takedown. And then we're going to be back to the third period, the same thing. Travis is going to go down, and then he's going to go right back at it again. 44, 43 seconds to go here in the second period as they continue to kind of shadow wrestle there in the middle. Thank goodness they're staying bounds a lot. Yeah, they aren't moving much from that middle. There's a little push from Havlick, and Kleinsaucer stays with it. You know, in the back of the time, kind of a little bit of a throw, but wasn't hooked up where it was going to do anything. And neither one gives away much. I mean, there's just not a lot of openings there.
Well, skipping away again is Havlick. We're back on our feet here with 12, 11 seconds to go. And again, neither guy has done much here.
Well, and on both sides, and you're not getting much. Either one's not giving you anything. So it's going to come down to, I think we're going to, like I said, we're going to that third period. We're going to be right back where we're at here.
Yeah, we get to the end of the second period, so a 1-0 lead for Havlick. Now Kleinsaucer will get the referee's position, go down here, so we'll see how Havlick handles this, as he has not been in this position where he's riding out.
Well, and I don't see where you're going to be able to hold Travis down here for very long. If Travis moves, he can't sit. You know, he's got to get up and get that base and get out of there. And that might be his downfall, but you're giving Havlick time here just to do nothing, basically sit on you.
So Havlick still riding it out. Kleinsaucer trying to get on his feet, and Havlick just pretty much controlling him there from up top right now.
He's got the crossbody ride in, you know, does a great job with
that. There, no, he does get the escape, kind of scooted away. We're tied at one. And down to a minute 28 to go in the match, and the way this has went, you don't know how much more scoring you're going to see here.
Well, if it's not much, and I think we're going to go into overtime, and it's a ride out. So you want to get that first. You're like, if it goes to that, you want the choice right away.
Minute 10 to go in the match, tied at one here at 160 pounds. Kleinsaucer, Havlick, again going ear to ear. Now they'll come off back to the middle of the mat.
Like I said, these guys are both, they're about as even as you're going to get, the way it looks to me, and they both kind of like a lot of the same things. Very strong, but they're not giving anything to you to shoot for.
54 seconds to go here in the match, and they scoot out of bounds. Tied at one, it's Travis Kleinsaucer for Huron, Briggs Havlick for Mitchell. Another little scoot away by Havlick, 40 seconds to go, still tied at one. Kleinsaucer, oh, there's a little wave through by Havlick, almost made it work, but he goes off the mat. That was a nice counter by Havlick, he just about got that on TK.
Well, you know, the thing is, he's trying something a little different, he's scooting out, you know, getting Travis to kind of move, and you got to be careful with that you don't get yourself in trouble.
Inside of 30 seconds to go here now in the match.
If you're Travis here, you got to hang on here. You don't want to let him get to the outside and scoot with you like he did there.
Nice throw by Havlick, and Kleinsaucer spins back away from it. Now Kleinsaucer, a nice throw, but was he out of bounds? He was. Oh, TK just about got that hooked up. He needed about another 2 feet.
And a way to stay with that. He almost made it happen and got what he was after there and just couldn't make it go.
9-8 seconds to go as we appear to be heading to overtime here. They're both just doing the hand jive here again, and we get to the end of regulation. Now overtime coming up. So put 1 minute up, and what, you wrestle the whole minute and see if anybody scores?
Yep, up on your feet.
Now we have injury.
I guess Travis got a bloody nose.
Yep, yeah, because it is going the blinking on Huron. So we're going to start overtime here eventually. We get through the entire 6 minutes and then have the injury delay here to start the overtime period. Huron leading 34-3, so in control of the duel, especially with, we're assuming, there's going to be one more open weight for the Mitchell Colonels. Here's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell won the opening match of the duel. Kyle Bowder, a 5-1 win over Tyson Lean. Lucas Holfer defeated Blake Stang by fall, 1:02. Forfeit wins for Dana Huber and Joel Gonzalez. Chip Schillingstad won 16-6. Nathan Soule, a 5-4 win. Carlos Yanes win by fall, 5:27. Trent Frankham, an 11-3 win. And we're back to wrestling now, and in the overtime, both wrestlers on their feet. Now Havlick getting in on that single leg, and does he get the takedown? He does, and oh, they do go sudden death here. I thought you did the whole minute.
I think I must score the first point. It must be on.
Yep, sudden death. So overtime breaks Havlick with the win, 3-1. So a win for the Mitchell Colonels. It's 34-6. Huron's lead cut to 28. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We move to 170 pounds. A pair of seniors on the mat. Cade Carpenter for the Mitchell Colonels and Nick Christensen and his mustache for the Huron Tigers. No score as we're 45 seconds in. A little throw there, but they both go off the mat.
I mean, Nick walked all the way across with an underhook on Carpenter and Carter makes a move over there at the out of bounds. Well, safe place to do it. Either you get it or you're out.
So back on our feet here now, back to the middle. Again, 170 pounds here on leading, 34-6. Mitchell just got an overtime win at 160. Christensen getting in there head-to-head now, a single leg, but Carpenter able to get not able to get control. What are the chances this is the coach's kid?
Well, I'm going to guess pretty good. I don't know any other Carpenters down there.
Yeah, very, very possible. So we don't know that. Back to the middle of the mat with 38 seconds to go here in the first period. No score between Carpenter and Christensen here at 170 pounds. You're on Mitchell Wrestling. Twenty-four seconds to go. Just doing some hand jive here right now, and every once in a while there's an attempt at a throw. Now Christensen tried to shoot in, and Carpenter countered. Nobody got anywhere and went out of bounds.
Well, Nick ties up there. He's not really as aggressive as I think he's been in the past. He's kind of stepped it up a little bit. Set up off of that and come up with something he's supposed to. Normally he comes off that with a setup, either single leg or goes with something else. He's not really quite doing that right now.
Now we get to the end of the first period. And no score here at 170 pounds. And here on up, 34-6 off a big win over the Yankton Bucks to open up this tournament. Again, this will be our final broadcast here. Here on, we'll wrestle Aberdeen next and then have a final duel against most likely either Pier or Watertown.
Nick makes a top a shot at the single and Mitch does a great job of countering it. You know, scooted back to give him anything to work with.
Now we got a blood break here again. I think this time it's for Carpenter with the Mitchell Colonels. So we're at 1:34 to go in the second period. No score here at 170 pounds. And here on 172-12 over the Yankton Bucks to open things up. And only one of the 14 matches went to the third period. Three forfeits in there. Eight in Huron as well, but a lot of pins. Now we're back to wrestling here again. As both wrestlers locked up at the middle here in the second period. Looks like Watertown and Millbank could finish it up. Watertown defeated Millbank 60-18. There's the trip and the takedown by Christensen. He almost rolled too far through it.
He's got to make sure he can keep back in there.
There we go. He's got the takedown, and he's getting some back points out of it, too. And then we go, what, stalemate or potentially dangerous, I assume?
Or blood. What do we got here?
Yeah, it was 2 points they got up there for.
Okay, then you automatically, when you have a stop it like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a five. Yeah, it was a 5 point move, so yep. Christensen up 5-0, and then they had to stop it because of blood on the part of Kate Carpenter.
Yep, there we go. You're automatically going to get back points out of that. That's really they put in about 2 or 3 years ago, I think.
Well, we're going to get to the end of this round, and before very long, it's going to be here on a Mitchell and everybody watching because two duels are done, and the Appear Milbank match, I think that's Milbank.
Yep.
They are about three weights ahead of us. They're continuing to take care of the event. Or is that Harrisburg?
Yeah,
I can't tell. They're both wearing the...
I had to find the coach over here, the one with the bun high up over here from Harrisburg, so I could tell who it was.
Oh, okay. Because the Harrisburg and Milbank are wearing virtually identical...
Well, I think Milbank's only got gold shorts on. That's the only way I could tell the difference here.
Okay. Still working on Kate Carpenter over there. As Nick Christensen visiting with assistant coach Tom Basler, and he got a couple of the mat rats doing some maintenance with the spray bottle and the paper towels on the mat. Actually, they got the trainer over there working on Kate Carpenter. Not just the coach doing it.
I want to try and get something.
That looks like he is ready to come out. The official takes a look at him.
It looks more like he was, I don't know, hard to tell. They're up above in the eyebrow. Who knows where they were at.
But a 5-0 lead for Nick Christensen now, and we're at 56 seconds to go in the second period. Now Christensen, the right-out position. Carpenter gets up on all fours. Nick trying to pull on him. He's completely up in the air. Now he's going to roll him through, and he's going to get some tilt points here. Nick has he's got it in there tight.
I let it get out of there. He's got a little trouble. He's got his three. He's got his back points out of that deal for sure.
Still got the arm bar in there pretty snug. Now they are going to give him the three, so now it's 8-0 Christensen with 21 seconds to go.
I think we're just going to see this one ride out and go into the third.
Yep, we're down to 11 seconds to go here in the second period. And
what do we do? Blood break again?
Yep, blood break again, so... Now they got, they roll the clock here now. You get, 5 minutes total time for injury, and
I don't know when they get to the end, what they ever do anyway. I don't ever have...
You've never seen the 5 minutes run out?
Well, but they never call it. They never stop. They I don't know what the result is. You've got to, either get out there,
assume you got 5 minutes. and it's cumulative, like they're running the clock now, and this is on Carpenter. He's down to 3:20 left as far as injury update or as far as injury time goes.
So I don't know. I guess I've never seen when you get to the end what they do with it. So
I don't know. I've ever seen it get to all the way to the end just because eventually it's just match over.
Yeah, but it looks like they're cutting it off. We're still back at some more stuff here.
Well, they quit running the clock there, or at least they just moved it back to the match time, 10 seconds to go in the second period.
It must be up there coming.
And Carpenter coming back out here now. So 10 seconds to go here, second period. Nick Christensen leading 8-0. Here on up at the duel, 34-6.
And like I say, not a lot going. Neither one's going to get a lot accomplished in the last little bit here.
There we get to the end of the second period. So Christensen will have the referee's position. So good. We're in good shape here right now for Nick, leading 8-0, plus you'll get the referee's position down and optional start, but Christensen immediately steps out of it and gets the escape point. He's up 9-0, and we're back on our feet again.
Like I say, most of the guys, they try to come with a front headlock or something like that. Well, Nick already knows where you're going to go, so he just anticipates that and scoots right on out.
There's a little wave at the leg there by Christensen. Kind of pushing back on it. Still in the middle of the mat here as we're at a minute 35 to go in the match. Not a lot of action here to start here in the third period. Nick's got us hooked up again. I can see he's trying to do it. He's got an overhook on the right-hand side, and it looks like he's trying to set the throw, and Carpenter's getting himself off the mat. And there they go.
Off
them.
Yeah.
Because he knew what was coming, and you got caught with one throw already. You don't want to try it. Don't get it twice, you know. So I think both Christensen boys are on the mat. I see Kate down here on the JV mat. The big guy. Minute six to go here in the match for Nick Christensen as he leads 9-0. 1 minute to go. He's still got an underhook on the other side, it looks like, and then they scoot off the mat. So 55 seconds to go. Again, Christensen in pretty good shape here. Just don't make that big mistake.
Well, it looks like me. Carpenter hasn't even, this third period doesn't even look like he's even made a shot at anything here. He's on the defensive side right now. And now we're over, got the over and under hook here, and if you're
went by fall for a Kate Christensen. Got the Harrisburg kit.
So if you're Nick, you just want to try to hook it up and go with it if you can get it done.
28, 27 seconds to go as Nick Christensen continues with that 9-0 lead. There's a little trip attempt by Carpenter, but Nick didn't have anything to do with that. Now Carpenter kind of falls down, and Nick just goes on top of him for a pretty easy takedown. It'll make it 11-0 Christensen with 8.7 seconds to go. So Nick gonna roll in on a major decision here. And Huron will extend their lead to 38-6 in the duel. And 11-0 the win here for Nick Christensen. We'll take a big D's timeout at 30 on Dakota Sports.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at Watertown as we move to 182 pounds. Rick Struble, Sr., Carter Mack says,
sophomore.
Struble, a nice throw, and he's got the takedown. He's trying to get back points. Win by fall at 34 seconds. Wow.
I did not see that one coming, but boy, when he got him over, he got him hooked in, and it was it.
Rick Struble took care of business in a hurry. 44-6, win by fall for Rick Struble. And Huron has the duel clinched, and we'll just stay with the Max brothers here. Not the Marx brothers, the Max brothers. Carson Max, twin brother, 195, will wrestle Wyatt Larson here. One of the Max boys was All-State at fullback for football, but I can't remember which one it is now. But it's Carson Max that's on the mat now against Wyatt Larson.
My guess would be this one. He's walking in, boy. Wyatt's been on the defense the whole time.
He's just been kind of pushing on Larson here to this point.
Yeah, he's...
But there's no score here. Minute 35 to go in the first period.
You can tell he's working that upper body, you know, trying to get a... I would be surprised he's trying to set up for a throw here, but he just keeps coming in, and hooking.
Well, the Pier Milbank, is that the one that's still going there? I still don't know which one that is.
That's Harrisburg down there.
That's Harrisburg. So Pier and Harrisburg still going, along with Huron Mitchell, although they're at 220, so we're only one weight behind. And I think there's only going to be one more match after this one, because I think Mitchell's going to forfeit it, either 220 or heavyweight. There's a takedown for Max, and he has the 2-0 lead here on Wyatt Larson.
I mean, it took him a while to get it, you know. So I mean, if you're Wyatt, you did good there. You didn't give anything up right away, and
little spin out there, and they'll go off the mat with 44 seconds to go in the first period. 2-0 lead here for Carson Max. And Max just kind of controlling there up top. We're not seeing a lot of movement out of Wyatt Larson. Yeah, he looks like he's trying to get a tilt out of it, so he comes over to the side now. Well, he's got hand control on the one side, and nobody's... I'm trying to decide who's got the leg control there. Is it Max or is it Wyatt? Well, I don't know what he was trying to do. He just had that arm back there, but I didn't see where he was coming. Anything. Now he's got it underneath. He's kind of trying to do a cheap tilt here. Going to stack him or roll him. And kind of going into a deep six combination there. Getting to the end of the period here, and it'll be a 2-0 lead here for Carson Max. And you're on leading 44-6. They'll square off with Aberdeen next. Again, this is our final duel of the day. And quick off the start there, and well, he's got Wyatt in trouble a little bit there. He's got inside. He's got that leg bent up underneath. So if you're Wyatt, you got to keep scooting. You got to keep rotating your hips up. He's doing a good job of that. See a stalemate coming before too long.
Yeah, because our Wyatt just trying to sit out of it, and Max kind of reaching back, and
he just keeps lifting that leg, and he keeps rotating.
Well, spin out there by Larson. He's still got the leg up in the air. Now we're doing a little walk in there with Larson kind of hanging on from the back. Now Max lets go of the leg. Now we finally unclinch, and there will be the escape point right as they go off the mat. We'll be back on our feet, and it's a 3-0 lead for Carson Max of Mitchell. Minute 16 to go here in the second period.
If you're right, you're kind of in no man's land there. You weren't struggling to get yourself back, but it's better to give one instead of two there. You did a good thing there, and now you just got to be able to go back and get your points here.
1 minute to go here in the second period. 3-0 lead here for Carson Max. And Rick Struble just had a win by Follett. 34 seconds. And they'll get pushed off the mat. Back off the middle here again, and
if you're wide, Herman, you gotta start being careful here. You don't want to walk into a throw, but that looks like to me that's what he's trying to do with you. But you got to start trying some shots here to get in.
27 seconds to go here in the second period. And yeah, Wyatt just really hasn't done. Wouldn't been more on the defensive here so far.
Well, he hasn't even made an attempt at a shot here. So, I mean, that tells me one thing. He's on the counter mode here. And Max isn't giving him anything to shoot at here. Nothing. So.
Back to the middle there as they went off the mat here. 3-0 lead here for Carson Max of Mitchell over Wyatt Larson of Huron. Late in the second period here. Again, Huron has the dual clinch, 2-0. Aberdeen 2-0, so they'll meet for a berth in the final of the tournament next. And off the mat there, we're at the end of the second period, and Max with a 3-0 lead. Now, Larson will have the referee's position, down position, so we'll see how Max handles this, but there's a caution, false start on Max. It looks like Max is ready to come out aggressively and do something there.
Well, I mean, he's been in control the first two periods, and now we're in the third one, and if you're wild, you can't sit down there. You got to move, and Max, he's controlling, the hand control gets up on top and keeps his pressure on you, and it makes it very difficult for you to get out of there.
Right now it's just Max riding it out, and Wyatt not getting real close to getting out of the clinch here.
But he's got, he's keeping his hand underneath, and Max is trying to get that out of there. And Wyatt's just basically laying on it, and there's not a lot happening here.
So there's Max.
Here comes the tilt.
Here comes the tilt, and yeah, he got a couple arm swipes there. Yeah, I think he's got the two. Yep, he got the two, so it's 5-0. Max with 1:10 to go.
You know, all he did is just take that arm, you know, kind of like a deep six thing, you know, just go quick tilts you over there and just
kind of like a Troy Beekman move.
Kind of what he used to do all the time.
Yeah.
And you just kick your leg up, and you know, all you're after is quick two. You're never going to pin him on that very often. I mean, if you do, it's just very rare. You just get your back points and you just go on to the next thing, and he's kind of right back at it again here, just going to the other side now.
Yep, down to the far side. Now he's going to readjust here again. Just kind of flattens out on Larson. 39 seconds to go in the match. 5-0 lead here for Carson Max over Wyatt Larson. There's not a lot of movement here right now. Max just kind of switches from side to side. Keeps the clock running.
And Wyatt basically just, I mean, he's just in survival mode, looks like to me here. You know, hasn't done anything. But Max hasn't gave him a chance to do anything either. He stayed right on top of, you know, riding very, very tough.
Well, roll it down. Here comes the Mat Rat, and it looks like Carson Max gonna get the 5-0 win here. So Max with the victory. So another 3 for Mitchell, and it's 44-9 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds. Back here to Watertown on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we're back here in what we believe will be the final match. I'm assuming that Mitchell will be open at heavyweight, but at 220, Zep Parsons, senior for Huron, and Marshall Simons, senior, Zep Parsons, senior for Mitchell, Marshall Simons, senior for Huron. No score here as we're just over 30 seconds into the match, and there's a nice double leg and a takedown for Marshall Simons, and he has a 2-0 lead. Just bowled his way in there.
Now it looks like here comes his three-quarter Nelson again. He did that last night.
And he's got him again. Got him in the crank, and he's got him on his back. And Simon's really covering him up on him now as Parsons trying to keep his legs alive. But, yeah, Simons has it in there pretty tight.
And he keeps working it back and forth. And give Parsons credit. I mean, he's rolled back out of it, and now Simon rolls it back.
And there it is, win by fall at 1:10. So Marshall Simons gets another 6 on the board for Huron, making it 50-9. We'll just keep it here because I think Devin Bolster is going to get the forfeit win here. But nice move there by Simons. Took his time, found the spot, and it will be a forfeit win for Devin Bolster. And the final will be 56-9. Huron defeats Mitchell here to go 2-0 in the dual tournament. Gary Zell Auto Glass post match is coming up after this Big D's timeout of 2 minutes here on Dakota Sports.
Remember the stormy weather of this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, that wraps it up here, and from Watertown for us, there's still a couple of duels to go, but we get a pair of wins here on the board for Huron, 72-12 over Yankton and 56-9 over the Mitchell Colonels. And Corky, kind of, I don't know if we saw anything much that surprised us here in these two duels.
No, I think our kids come out and they wrestled very aggressive. That's what McCarty's been preaching these kids forever. You come out, you go for the pin regardless. And we've seen that on both of them, and it's a fantastic way to keep going into that next round.
Well, you look at the pins, actually only four pins in the duel here against Mitchell, but then you couple that with three forfeits, well, that's still a whole bunch of points, but, we just had a few spots there. Trent Frankham, again, it seems like everybody's coming out with a strategy against him where just don't give him anything and make him do the take down escape thing, and we saw it last night with Harrisburg and today with Mitchell as well.
Well, and if you're Trent, you're going to have to make some adjustments to that. If they're going to keep doing that, you got to figure out a way to, when you do take him down, you try to catch him, you know, get him the different things, and hopefully he can make that happen. But, you know, he's got to, the main thing is he gets a win every time. That's what you got to do, and just got to get as many points on the board as you can.
Burger Plus, outstanding wrestler. We'll go with Rick Struble. Had a couple of candidates again, obviously, but a very quick 34-second pin. He's been kind of doing that so far in his brief time in this season. But Rick Struble, win by fall, 34 seconds over Carter Max of Mitchell. So we'll give Rick Struble. Carl James wins it for the first match of the, or the first duel of the day. So Tigers off to a quick start here. Big match coming up with Aberdeen. Winner goes to the championship. Loser will go to the third place match in this dual tournament. That will wrap up our coverage here, though, from the Watertown Arena. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update one final time. Huron wins over the Yankton Bucks by a score of 72-12. Wins for Tyson Lean, Dane and Huber, Chip Schillingstad, Nathan Soll, Carlos Yanes, Trent Frankham, Travis Kleinsasser, Nick Christensen, Rick Struble, Ryan Larson, Marshall Simons, Devin Bolster. Then in the Mitchell match, wins for Lucas Hofer, Danon Huber, Joe Gonzalez, Chip Schillingstad, Nathan Soll, Carlos Yanes, Trent Frankham, Nick Christensen, Rick Struble, Marshall Simons, and Devin Bolster. Tigers 2-0 here on the day with Aberdeen coming up. It's been a presentation of Dakota Sports on Tiger 95, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prostralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agent. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch. And the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports. KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM in Huron, South Dakota. Tiger 95.